Salam dear listeners and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. That was a very beautiful outpouring of devotion of Radha towards Krishna. In today's Bhajan Classroom, we will go more into this beautiful relationship, unparalleled relationship between Radha and Krishna. But before that, here are the results of the Bhajan quiz. We asked for the bhajans in which you have the phrase Nitya Niranjana and also the meaning. So we have Basant Pandey from Nepal who has given us the bhajan Satya Sanatana Nitya Niranjana. Obvious bhajan. You have, he's given the bhajan Nirupama Gunasadana Charana. But in this bhajan, you do not have Nitya Niranjana. You have the bhajan Nitya Ranjana. So it's not exactly what we asked for. And he's given another bhajan, Nitya Niranjana Bhava Bhaya Bhanjana, which is a bhajan which I am not familiar, but a lot of devotees have given this bhajan, so definitely it is something which is sung in many Sai centers. And then he's given us the meaning that Niranjana means the one who is truthful, who is free of any kinds of deficiencies, and one who is devoid of any objections. And Nira means without, and Anjana means the fear of Maya. And he says Niranjana also is a name of Goddess Durga. Thank you so much, Brother Basant Pandey. And then we have Shalini Krishnan from Ohio, USA. And she has given us the meaning, Nitya means eternal, Niranjana means blemishless. And the same bhajan, Satya Sanatana Nitya Niranjana and Nitya Niranjana Bhavya Bhanjana. You have Trevor Ramesh Samaru. And he's given us the bhajan, Vikna Vinashaka Deva Adi Deva. Yes, in this you have the line, Bhavya Bhanjana Nitya Niranjana. And the bhajan, Karuna Niketana Bhakta Sakha Prabhu. Yes, in this you have Nitya Niranjana Ram and Satya Sanatana. Then we have Sister Lalita from Puttaparthi, and she has given us the bhajans Vigna Vinashika Devadi Deva, Satya Sanatana Nitya Niranjana, Karuna Niketana Bhakta Sakha Prabhu, Rajiva Lochana Sai Narayana. That's a new entry. And in this you have Nitya Niranjana Sai Narayana. And he's given the bhajans Nitya Niranjana Bhavya Bhanjana and Janma Janmantra Rupa Sadguru Sai Deva. She says that she also is not familiar with this last bhajan and the last but one bhajan, but she just found it on the bhajan book. Thank you so much for taking your time out and searching and sending us these bhajans. And she's given us a meaning that eternally spotless and pure by his very nature. That is the meaning of Nitya Niranjana, free from the stain of ignorance. Niranjana is attributed to Lord Shiva as well as to Lord Krishna in the Krishna Stotram. He is referred to as being spotlessly pure. And the usages also she has given of Nitya Niranjana, how it is used for Rama, Nitya Niranjana Ram, Niranjana Vijay Bhava, it is used for Hanuman to talk about the spotless purity of Hanuman. Thank you so much, Sister Lalita. We have the usual Sai Krishna from Hyderabad. He has given us the bhajan Murli Vinodana Munijana Mohana, Satya Sanatana Nitya Niranjana, Taruna Niketana Bhakta Sakha Prabhu, Vigna Vinashika Devadi Deva. And the meaning he has given is Nitya means eternal. We have the Balvika student Sai Kirtana from Maryland, United States of America, and she's given the bhajan Satya Sanatana, Nitya Niranjana Bhavya Bhanjana, Rajiva Lochana Sai Narayana, Rakshana Karo Bhagavan Satya Sai Bhagavan. I'm not familiar with this. Also the bhajan Sai Rama Sai Shama, again, which is new to me. And she also has taken the trouble of going through the bhajan mala and picking up these bhajans and giving us the references. Thank you so much, little one. And she's also gone on to explain the meaning of Nitya Niranjana, meaning the one who is spotlessly pure, supreme, untainted, without any evil attributes. And she says, this is what reflects Bhagwan's nature. Swami is always auspicious and pure. She further elaborates, in the Lagunyasam, there is a paragraph which extols the same epithet of Lord Shiva as spotless, Shuddha Spatika Sankasham Trinetram Pancha Vaktrakam. A Suddha Spatika means spotless, clear. We have Avanish Belampalli from Phoenix, USA, and Karuna Niketana Bhakta Sakha Prabhu, Satya Sanatana Nitya Niranjana, Nitya Niranjana Bhavaya Bhanjana, Vigna Vinashaka Devadi Deva. He's also mentioned this bhajan, Sai Rama, Sai Shama. Perhaps people in USA know this bhajan. And he's referred to Niranjana means one who is spotlessly pure, without any bad qualities, without any blemishes, without beyond any objectification. Then you have Mrudula Murthy from Bangalore, again regular contributor. Thank you so much. She has given us the bhajan Satya Sanatana Nitya Niranjana, Karuna Niketana Bhakta Sakha Prabhu, Murli Vinodana Munijana Mohana, Rajiva Lochana Sai Narayana. Then we have Sister Priya Krishnan from USA, Albany, USA, and she has given us the bhajans ನಿತ್ಯ ನಿರಂಜನ ಭವ್ಯ ಭಂಜನ ಸತ್ಯ ಸನಾತನ ನಿತ್ಯ ನಿರಂಜನ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶಕ ದೇವಾದಿದೇವ ಕರುಣಾನಿಕೇತನ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಖಾಪ್ರಭು ಮುರಳಿ ವಿನೋದನ ಮುನಿಜನ ಮೋಹನ. And she says that thank you for this opportunity. What I realized while looking for the bhajan is I found many bhajans with the word Nitya, like Nityananda, Nitya Loka, Nitya Buddhi. Niranjana also comes separately in many bhajans, but there are only a few bhajans where this bhajan comes, this phrase comes together. And she looked through the Vrindamritam book, and that's how she was able to pick so many bhajans. And she's also given us the meaning that Niranjana, she is split into Nih plus Anjan. Anjan means colorium, kajal, which the ladies use. And so it means then that which is without any anjana, without any spot, spotless, blemishless. I bow down to the one who is absolutely pure. We have Brother Ravi Ranganathan from Singapore. Thank you so much for contributing to every session of Bhajan Quiz. He's given us the bhajans, Karuna Niketana Bhakta Sakha Prabhu, Satya Sanatana Nitya Niranjana. And he has explained that Nitya Niranjana means living a life without fear and worldly attachments. And he says, it is Sai Ram who is the only one who can bestow such a life to his devotees. So true. So true. Niranjana means the one who is absolutely blemishless, spotlessly pure, unsullied, effulgent and bright. And as brother said, it is only Sai who can confer this blessing on all of us, because it is only Sai who is truly Nitya Niranjana. Bhagwan says, a pure heart is the essence of all sadhana, and all we need to pray for is this purity. Because once we have this purity, then automatically we will have peace, automatically we will have patience, automatically we will have that perseverance, and automatically the pure one will be encased in our pure heart. Thank you so much, all of you brothers and sisters, for taking your time out and participating in this quiz. The word coming up for the next week is Nirupama. So give us the bhajans in which the word Nirupama comes, and also tell us the meaning of this word Nirupama. You can send us your answers to quiz@radioside.org and send your entries by July 3rd, 2016, by this Sunday. So let's go back to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, and as I mentioned to you today, we continue with that theme of the devotion, the unalloyed, spotless relationship between Radha and Krishna. Let's begin the Bhajan Classroom with a prayer.
Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every moment of our life there is only one bliss that fills us, the bliss of your face, the bliss of your words, the bliss of your message, the bliss of your love, the bliss of your presence, the bliss of your beautiful music. Let our life become a saga of only Sai bliss. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this beautiful episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, where we learn the bhajan Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jai Govinda Radhe Gopala. Let's listen to the first line of this bhajan.
Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jai Govinda Radhe Gopala.
So as we proceed in this classroom, let's get familiar with the lyrics of this bhajan, and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala of the bhajan, and also discuss to some extent the meaning of this bhajan. In the end, we will listen to the final version of this bhajan, the way it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir.
Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala, Sai, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Radhe, Govinda, Gopala, Jaya, Govinda, Radhe, Gopala, Krishna, Madhusudana, Madhusudana, Krishna, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala.
So the lyrics are pretty simple, just few words that describe Lord Krishna. And here is how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh now give us a demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Madhyam. Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala.
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 Govinda Govinda Gopala,
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 Govinda Govinda Gopala.
Sai Govinda Govinda Gopala,
Sai Govinda Govinda Gopala.
Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala.
Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala.
Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna.
Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna.
Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna.
Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna.
Govinda Govinda Gopala,
Govinda Govinda Gopala.
Sai Govinda Govinda Gopala,
Sai Govinda Govinda Gopala.
Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala.
So that is the flowy, soothing, beautiful bhajan on Lord Krishna. And Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh showed us beautifully how it flows. And now for those of us who are keen students of music, I think it would be great to know the swaras behind this bhajan, to know the raga behind this simple, lovely composition. And Anirudh is here with us in the studios to share his reflections on the technical structure of this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
This simple melody is based on rag Shankara Varanam in the Carnatic classical music. We call it Bilaval in the Hindustani classical music. It has all the Shuddha notes,
Sari ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Very happy and vibrant feel you get by singing this. There are plenty of compositions in Shankaravarnam. You have
Om Tat Sat Shri Narayana Tu Purushottam Guru Tu.
The Sarvadharma prayer, which is followed everywhere.
Yes.
The Aarti.
Om Jai Jagadish Hare.
All are based on Shankaravarnam. And this bhajan sounds very good even in instruments like accordion, melodica, harmonica. So people can try out this bhajan. It gives a total different feel and approach to the bhajan. And in terms of singing this bhajan, generally we sing this bhajan in G, that is 2 madhyam. And so it goes a little bit high, so there are no lines which go very low. So the entire bhajan is mostly in the higher plane. So as far as this bhajan is concerned, reaching the notes like
Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna,
is very important. And one more very important thing to sing this bhajan is the breath. It's really tough to sing that entire line, the high line, in a single breath. So it requires a little bit of practice to take a deep breath before you start the line and then sing the line fully.
And as you mentioned, yes, this bhajan in Raag Bilawal has that happy feeling. And exactly. Bilawal, you have many bhajans which have that very happy feeling, isn't it?
Definitely.
But many of Bhagwan's bhajans are also in Shankaravarnam, right?
Yeah.
Bada Chitta Chora, is it Shankaravarnam?
Yeah, it's almost based on Shankaravarnam with a Komal Ni being added to it. Like here also, in this bhajan also it's there, just one line. So, most of the bhajans are actually based on Shankaravarnam, I can see. And, you know, it's all the feel of the composer, how he gets the idea. So, he takes it from Shankaravarnam and then he can alter a bit, a few swaras here and there, and then you can get a whole new flavor.
Anirudh, can I make a request?
Yes.
Because this is a very familiar raga, and to me, that line which you sang, you know, Krishna Madhusudana, that is the high point of this bhajan, and that's the line which has so much of emotion packed. And
correct, yeah.
If you can just do an alap based on that line.
Krishna Madhusudana.
Yeah, just elaborate on that line.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna, Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama
are so powerful, you know. There is some character to all these dhuns. You never want the dhuns to end.
Exactly. I was about to say that you feel like singing, go on in this feel, the dhun.
Yes.
Actually, when I was small, I used to wonder, when I used to see the dhun cassettes, you know, you have the A side, just one mantra, yes. B side, one mantra. So I used to wonder, the whole side, that is 1 hour of just this. I mean, there's nothing else then.
Yeah.
But now when we look back and then you see that you can, it's just to give the feeling that, you know, you just get into that mood of, yes, singing his name.
Now you know that 1 hour you want only this.
Exactly. You feel going on and on.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing. And I think even in our devotional music cassette sales, if you see, some of these dhuns are the most popular.
Exactly.
You know, you have a Ram dhun, and you have this Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Mere Bhagwan was one of the series which T-Series released as a devotional series. In every god there was one cassette. I remember I have all the cassettes at home. Mm-hmm. Devi, Rama, Krishna, Shiva, Ganesha. So you have all the dhuns.
Yes.
And very nicely composed meditative album.
Amazing. So let's come back to our bhajan. So shall we do the swaras of this beautiful bhajan?
Yeah, let's take up the first line. Radhe Govinda Gopala Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala Paga Magari Saniriri Padani Nini Sadani Sasa
Paga Magari Saniriri Padani ni 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 sadani sa sa.
It's interesting to note that the bhajan starts with a lower octave pa and then goes to ga. Whereas this expression is a little unique and not there in many bhajans. Most of the bhajans start in sa or upper sa or ga. It's a beautiful touch. Let's go to the next line.
Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Pa, 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 da, ni, da, pa, ma, ga, ma, ga, di.
Here the ni is komal, ni?
Ni, da.
Pa, 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 da, ni, da, pa, ma, ga, ma, ga, di.
Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Pada, pada, pa, ma, ga, ri, ga, ma, ga, ri, sa, sa.
Pada pada pa ma ga re ga ma ga re sa sa.
Again, we come back to the first line, Radhe Govinda Gopala. So the same set of suras apply for that. Let's go to the next line.
Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna. Pa pa pada sa nida, da nida pa maga.
Pa pa pada sa nida, da nida pa maga.
The second half.
Pa 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 da ni pa da pa pa da pa ma ga pa.
Pa 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 da ni pa da pa pa da pa ma ga pa.
Govinda Govinda Gopala. Pada pada pa ma ga ri ga ma ga ri sa sa.
Pada pada pa ma ga re ga ma ga re sa sa.
Sai Govinda Govinda Gopala. Pa pa pada pada pa ma ga re ga ma pa ga ma ga re sa sa.
Pa pa pada pada pa ma ga re ga ma pa ga ma ga re sa sa.
So you would have observed almost all the lines have the pa.
Yes.
And it's pa, every line starts with pa and with something like a major note in this bhajan.
And you have, as you mentioned, there is one touch of komalni.
Yeah.
And that you have in most of these Bilawal bhajans, isn't
yeah.
it? There'll be one touch of some other swara somewhere.
Exactly. It all depends on the feel of the composer.
Yes. So let's do the beat.
Yeah. The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is Keherwa in the Hindustani classical music, and the count is 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3.
Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala.
Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala.
So that's how the beat goes. Wonderful. And as you mentioned before, there are many bhajans in Bilawal, isn't it?
Yeah, some of the bhajans are
Mata Pita Guru Bandhu Sakhari Narayana Sai Narayana.
Any bhajans come to your mind, Anand?
Yeah, there is one more Krishna bhajan which is very similar to the same raga that Aniruddha has mentioned. It is
Manamohana Anandala.
Yeah.
Manamohana.
And also it has a komal ni which is coming.
Manamohana Anandala.
Okay.
Nidapamapa. Antareyami Sai.
It's a beautiful example.
He Giridhari Hridaya Vihari Krishna Kunja Vihari.
It shows the classic Shankaravarnam in that.
Beautiful melody.
Beautiful line.
Yes. Amazing. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you,
Bishu. Sai Ram.
So we are now done with the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan. And here comes the most soulful part of the bhajan, the bhava. That part of the bhajan which connects us to the Lord, soul to soul, soul to oversoul, soul to the supreme soul. Let's take the first line.
Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala.
It refers to Radha, one of the foremost devotees of the Lord. One can never forget to recall how Bhagwan often explained the devotion of Radha by using the syllables that make her name. The syllable A in Radha means Aradhana or worship, and Radha was truly a Dhara,
If you take the syllable D, it is Dhara of Aradhana, which means she was a continuous stream of sustained, unalloyed devotion to Krishna. And this indeed was the Aadhar or the basis of her life. She had no other attachments or distractions. Even in her sleep, consciously or unconsciously, she only chanted the name of her sweet Krishna. But her prayers reached the zenith of intensity when Krishna left Vrindavan, never to return for years together.
The incessant flow of worship to Krishna was Radha's very life. In thoughts of Krishna, she was forever lost. His form danced before her eyes every moment, wakeful and dream. The blue hues of the gurgling Yamuna reminded her of Krishna's charming complexion. The merry chirping of birds stirred in her memories of Krishna's mischievous chuckles. In Vrindavan, when Krishna would play upon his flute, her days passed like moments, filling every moment with that memory. She spent her days. All that stood between Krishna and Radha's union was her mortal frame. The day finally came when even that would seamlessly slip away.
ఒక్క కోరిక కోరింది పాపం రాధా.
రాధా హ్యాడ్ వన్ డిజైర్.
నాకింకేమీ వద్దు స్వామి.
ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్ మోర్ స్వామి.
మీ మురళిని ఒక్కతూరి వాయించండి, నేను వింటాను సార్.
ఐ వాంట్ టు లిసన్ టు యువర్ ఫ్లూట్.
పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పలుకుతేనే.
యు సింగ్ ద గ్లోరీ అండ్ ద మెలడీ సో దట్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ ఆర్ ఫుల్.
పాట పాడు కృష్ణ పలుకుతేనే.
పాట పాడేటప్పటికి వినింది.
She heard.
ప్రాణం ఇచ్చి.
She breathed her last.
ప్రాణం విడిచడమే కాకుండా ఆనాటి నుంచి కూడా మురళిని పట్టడం కూడా మానివేశాడు.
సిన్స్ దెన్ కృష్ణ డిడ్ నాట్ పిక్ అప్ దట్ ఫ్లూట్ అగైన్.
రాధాకు ఈ యొక్క మురళిని త్యాగం చేశాడు.
హీ సాక్రిఫైస్డ్ హిస్ ఫ్లూట్ ఫర్ హర్.
ఆ గానంను త్యాగం చేశాడు.
అండ్ దెన్ ద మెలడీ టు
నట్ట కడపటి పాట కృష్ణుడు ఇది ఒక్కటే చెప్పింది.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దిస్ వాజ్ ద లాస్ట్ సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
రాధ చాలా గొప్ప భక్తురాలు.
Radha is an ardent devotee.
కనుకనే భక్తికి అంత గొప్ప విలువనిచ్చారు.
Devotion is highly valuable.
ఇట్టి భక్తిని ఆనాటి నుంచి గోపికలు జగత్తునకు వ్యాప్తి గావించేటట్టుగా అనేక ప్రచార ప్రపంచములు చేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
This principle of devotion has been taught and shared and propagated by these gopikas.
This is how special Radha is to the Lord, and that is how powerful devotion is to the Lord. Krishna is also called Gopala and Govinda because it is He who can turn all of us into Radhas. As Govinda and Gopala, He takes care of us like He takes care of the cows. Just like the mother cow removes all the dirt from the calf's body as soon as it is born, Lord Krishna too, silently and with much love, cleans our beings, and this process of cleansing goes on and on. In one discourse, Bhagwan said, Radha does not refer only to that particular blessed cowherd maid of Vrindavan. Anyone who has that kind of pure, selfless and passionate love for the Lord is Radha. Anyone who does that kind of aradhana, that kind of worship is Radha. And this bhajan is a medium to attain that purity. Bhajans help us to unite with our purest self. And this bhajan goads us into that devotion, into that intensity of our love for the Lord. And that is what is conveyed in this first line. We hail the Lord, victory to the Lord, who is Radha's beloved, who is our beloved. Let's move on to the second line.
Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala.
We already discussed the meanings of the word Govinda, Gopala. Let's move on to the next line.
Radhe, Govinda, Gopala. జయ గోవింద రాధే గోపాలా.
దిస్ ఇస్ ద రిపీట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్. వి మూవ్ ఆన్ టు ద ఫోర్త్ లైన్, ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ లైన్.
కృష్ణ మధుసూదనా, మధుసూదనా కృష్ణ.
కృష్ణ Karshateeti Krishna, He is the divine enchanter. Madhusudana. During Krishnastami, 1 year, Bhagwan said, the objective world is subject to the effects of time and it is conditioned by space, but it is a projection of the divine mind. If God is offered material gifts, God receives only those things which are composed by His own mental projection. And then Bhagwan said, what must be offered to the Lord is something which is genuinely yours. And what is genuinely yours? It is the feelings without form. It is the unadulterated, unmixed emotions. And what is that unadulterated, unmixed emotion? It is, Bhagwan said, love. Pray to Krishna with open palms. Palms which grasp nothing material. Swami said, be in His hands like the hollow flute, have no restriction or constriction, obstructing the melody of His breath which is animating you. And He went on to add, Madhusudana is one of the names of Krishna. Scholars define the name to mean He who killed the demon Madhu. But Bhagwan said, That is only a superficial meaning of the word Madhusudana. The name has a very deeper significance. Madhu means honey or sweetness. And what is the sweetest and the most desired object for everyone? For everyone, it is himself, it is the ego. And Krishna destroys this egoism. He is the Sudana of this Madhu, this conceit in oneself. And unless that is killed, Bhagavan said, he will not be your charioteer. Krishna will not guide your life. And you will not be blessed to receive the Bhagavad Gita. You will not be fortunate to receive his personal guidance in the upliftment of your life. When we sing the word Madhusudana, let us remember to diminish ourselves so much that there is no trace of us at all. Our ego should be at its nadir. Once we are completely empty, then the Lord, as Madhusudana, will fill us with the honey of his pure love. And what will emerge out of us will be the honey of his melody. So that is one explanation of this line, Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna. Let's move on to the next line.
Govinda, Govinda, Gopala.
We already discussed the meanings of the word Govinda, Gopala. Let's move on to the next line.
Sai Govinda, Govinda, Gopala.
Dr. John Hislop was among the early devotees who came to Bhagwan from the Western Hemisphere. He saw Bhagwan in 1968, in his book My Baba and I, he writes, "In his presence at that first meeting, the world fell away from me. My entire consciousness was drawn inward, and at a most subtle level of awareness, Baba appeared in my heart as love. Love was unmistakable, and that Baba was this love was equally unmistakable." And then he goes on to narrate a very unique experience that startled him beyond words. He says, "A number of years ago, I was in Baba's car. He was in the rear seat with two persons. I was in the front seat with the driver. We were on our way to Puttaparthi. Driving in the car with Baba as a passenger is a fascinating experience. Not only is there the thrill of being close to him, but sometimes Baba also gave us the opportunity to ask questions. At times, he engaged us in animated conversations in Telugu, and at times, he remained silent, making that characteristic gesture with his hand that seemed to indicate that he is giving attention to beings quite invisible to us. And also, there were times when he just sang bhajans with everyone, and everyone in the car just joined the chorus. At some point in this journey, perhaps halfway, Baba was talking, and on this occasion, I turned to look. And when I turned, my breathing stopped. I was transfixed. I could not credit my eyes. His devotees see Baba's face as beautiful indeed, although the chief impression I receive from his features is that of power and majesty. But on that day, what transfixed my movement and stopped my breathing was his face. The Baba I knew was not there. Instead, there was a face of the most extraordinary beauty, quite different in shape and cast from the features of our beloved Sai. The charm was so great, so exceptional, so poignant. That charm seemed to twist my heart. Never in my life, not in photos or in paintings by great artists, have I seen a face of such exquisite beauty. It was beyond imagination and concept, totally beyond any human experience. And his color was blue. Not just blue, not the blue with which artists paint Shri Krishna, not a deep blue like the velvet blue that sometimes can be seen in a dark sky, like a blue that I have at times seen from the deck of a ship thousands of miles from a shore on the Pacific Ocean. I don't know how else to describe this blue. I could not take my eyes from Baba's face. At length, I caught myself and turned away. But at once, I looked again, and the same beauty, the same charm, surely not of this world. It was still there, and this continued for at least 15 minutes. The two men sitting with Baba were beginning to look at me with somewhat puzzled expressions because of the way I was staring at Baba. And after a few miles, Sri Vittal Rao, who was there on Baba's left, asked me, "His Lord, why were you staring at Swami like that?" Instead of answering, I directed a question to Baba, and I said, "Swami, what was that blue color?" And Swami said, "Oh, that, whenever there is something of unfathomable depth, it appears to be deep blue." That is where it ended in the car on that occasion. But a few years after this, Dr. Hislop writes, in November 1975, he was with Bhagwan again in the interview room. And there were a few other devotees too, and Swami asked Dr. Hislop to share some experiences with him. Suddenly, this blue vision came to his mind, and he narrated this for the first time in front of Bhagwan. When the other person heard this, immediately words broke out from his lips. "Oh, that had to be Krishna." And when they looked at Bhagwan, Swami smiled and said, "Yes, that was Krishna. But not the Krishna pictured by artists and imagined by writers. I showed Hislop the real Krishna. He is the same charming, exquisite, beautiful. Can't take your eyes away from him. Krishna, the same Sai Krishna." And in this line, as we sing Sai Govind Govind Gopala, we offer our salutations to that Lord who comes again and again, only to ensure that our hearts ever remain charmed by His love and never get deluded and ensnared by all that is material and ephemeral. And once we have experienced this Lord, we have felt this love, let's treasure it, let's meditate on it, let's build on it our mansion of Radha Bhakti, our mansion of pure, unalloyed devotion to the Lord. And this bhajan is quite a call to that state, especially when you sing the line, "Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana." You're just calling out, yearning for Him. Let this yearning become so intense that we become one with this yearning and also with the one we are yearning for. Let's now sing this bhajan once again along with Bhagwan's students as it is sung in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir.
Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala. Radhe Govinda Gopala, Jaya Govinda Radhe Gopala. Govinda Govinda Gopala, Govinda Govinda Gopala, Govinda Govinda Gopala, Sai Govinda Govinda Gopala. Govinda Govinda Radhe Gopala, Krishna Madhusudana, Madhusudana Krishna.
మధుసూదనా మధుసూదన గోవింద గోపాల జయ గోవింద రాధి గోపాల మధుసూదనా కృష్ణ గోవింద గోపాల సాయి గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల హే గోవింద గోపాల జయ గోవింద రాధే గోపాల.
With this, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.
With this, it's time to move on to the next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Brother Prem and Harishankar are waiting to take over. I will be back with a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we will have a panel discussion with three current students of Bhagwan's educational institutions, of Bhagwan's university. And through them, we will learn how the Divine Chancellor, the Sadguru, is at work in transforming hearts even now, so mystically and so magnificently. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much. Sairam.